Hi, this is Robin Daniels, CMO at Matterport. You're listening to Real Estate Podcast Show. Enjoy.
Five, four, three, two, one. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Today is a special episode that I'm going to discuss small business collaboration. This is essential learning for any one of you who is in a business of any kind. Whatever you do, I want you to pay very close attention to this podcast because this might be the day your business changes forever. Let me start with a story, which is the best way to start this. Let's say you own a pizza shop and you're trying to get as many people as possible to visit your pizza shop. Do you only want people who like pizza to talk about your business? Or do you want everybody to talk about your business? So, yes, most people love pizza. Some of you don't. I don't know what that's about, but I grew up on pizza. So that's the story I'm going to use. So when I'm talking to a small business owner, and I'll use my example of what I do. I'm in real estate. I buy, I sell, I rent, I lease, invest in real estate, all sorts of stuff. That's what I do for a living. That's what pays my bills. That's what allows me to buy pizza, buy records, buy clothes, pay my bills. So let's get that out of the way. So when I approach a small business and I talk about doing a collaboration, the number one aspect of collaboration is teamwork. That means if I'm approaching you and I'm saying, hey, why don't you join me on the podcast? I sort of assume that you feel the same way about supporting my business. Now, you might not be in the market for real estate, but I bet you your clients are. I bet you at least one of your clients is either buying, selling, renting, something. Doesn't matter if you are. So get out of your own head. Get out of your own body. Understand who your clients are. Create an avatar. Figure out what your average client looks like, how old they are, what type of work they do. Obviously, if you haven't been collecting data, if you haven't been collecting their emails and asking them questions, then you might not know any of this. But this is essential learning. So when someone is approaching you, and that's in my case me, to join me on a podcast, the number one thing I'm going to ask you is to register with me as part of my VIP mailing list. So you're going to be receiving some marketing materials, new listings, stuff like that. You're going to be hopefully the kind of person that supports another business like what I'm suggesting I would like to do for you by having you on the podcast. It's just the sort of the underlying element of any successful small business collaboration. It cannot be all about you. Just like if this podcast was nonstop real estate crap, you would not be listening. 60,000 plus of you would not have downloaded one episode if this was nonstop just real estate. I sold this. I just sold 400 houses last month. I mean, these are the postcards you get in the mail, and most of you put those right in the recycling bin. So I don't think I need to tell you that the world needs balance. So if you own a pizza shop, if you own a pub, if you own a music store, if you own a bakery, whatever you do across Toronto, GTA, Ontario, I want to be able to share your stories here on the podcast. I want to make sure that people like my clients, because my clients, by the way, are some of the most I would say some of the most diverse consumers that you will ever find, and this is why I love them so much, is because they're not just the kind of person that just buys pizza or just buys beer or just buys champagne. Some of these people travel like you wouldn't believe. They buy cars like you wouldn't believe. And especially those of you out there, and I've talked to some of the big places. So Ferrari, if you're listening, Maserati, if you're listening, Rolls Royce, BMW, if you guys are listening, I really need you to understand that when I'm talking about doing one of the collaborations I have in mind is the Porsche podcast. When I'm talking about doing a collaboration with all of you guys, car dealers, listen up. My clients are the ones who are buying your cars. And compared to the amount of money they're paying for houses, a car is a drop in the bucket. So remember, when we're talking about doing a marketing program together, think outside of what's in it for you. Think about what's in it for your clients. If you think one step outside of that, you'll be taken care of. And if you do a good job and you represent your clients well, you'll be fine. That's the way I feel. That's how I run my business. So if that's at all of interest to you, makes any sense to you whatsoever, join me on the podcast. I'm looking for the best, most interesting small businesses, self-employed people across Toronto, GTA, Ontario to join me. Again, to be part of the collaboration, which means the first thing you have to be able to do is support someone else. So you have to be able to do that to qualify to be on this podcast. If you're just in it for yourself and you really don't care or give a shit about anybody else, that doesn't want your product, keep walking. I'll put you in that pile of deleted emails that I get of people who are demanding to be on my podcast because they know that the audience is growing on an exponential basis. And this is the reason why you want to be listening and subscribing and part of this now. This is year 3 for me. I started this in 2018, so this is year 3. This is already the top result for real estate podcast show. If you type those 4 words into Spotify, it's right at the top. Bing, the search engine, it's right at the top. Apple Podcasts, same thing. And a number of different places when you type in real estate podcast show. So it doesn't matter if those people who are searching for that, these are again very unique consumers. They will have the money for a record. They will have the money for a restaurant meal. They'll have the money for a really nice car, because chances are, if they're buying real estate right now and you already have to know what's going on there, you know that they've probably got other money available. So thanks for listening. Small businesses, self-employed, online, bricks and mortar, home-based even, reach out to me, paul.indrigo, I-N-D-R-I-G-O, at c21.ca, or just to make it easy, head right over to realestatepodcastshow.com and get signed up and join me. Thanks for listening.